Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Very happy to say, happy Super Bowl to all. We are live in beautiful Malibu, California, overlooking the Pacific Ocean here at Gladstone's, hanging out with former Mayor Richard Reardon. We got a good segment coming your way here, though, with Paxton Quigley, Cannabis Healing. Paxton, good morning.
Well, good day to you, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. First, news from this week. William Barr. He's President Trump's nominee for U.S. Attorney General. He made headlines in mid-January during his Senate confirmation hearings. Barr told the Senate that he would not go after legal marijuana companies or users if they are in compliance with state laws. This past week, he reiterated those comments. This time, in written responses to congressional members. Now, if he gets confirmed, I think he actually said he favors cannabis cultivation for research purposes. And right now, folks, you probably know if you've been listening to us, the United States is far behind in cannabis research. Barr also agreed that the 2018 Farm Bill, which legalized hemp, has a great deal of influence on the proliferation of CBD or medical cannabis products. So now, the cultivation of hemp, which is the non-psychoactive part of the cannabis sativa plant, believe it or not, it has increased threefold just in 2018, even before the Farm Bill was approved. So keep your eyes on hemp. It's an agricultural product with countless uses, including the production of many health products that you will be soon seeing, and believe this or not, on the shelves of supermarkets and pharmacies. Now, on the world stage, in a long-awaited review, the World Health Organization is recommending that marijuana and its components be rescheduled. The organization also wants to clarify, and this is important, that CBD is not controlled at all by international law. Okay, now on to having some fun. Our guest today is Victor Pino. He's the founder and CEO of a California cannabis tourism company. It's called Emerald Farm Tours, and Victor started the company in 2018. Hello, Victor, and thank you for being on Cannabis Healing. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having me, Paxton. It's great to be on.
Well, thank you. Please tell our listeners, briefly if you can, why and how you got started in the cannabis tourism business.
Well, my actual background is in cannabis and marketing. I've had a very long career of about 16 or so years of long before, you know, the industry was an industry. It was really just advocates and activists around the country organizing themselves to bring an industry together, to legalize and end prohibition. So I was part of a very early group, at least for my generation. It was a very early group of folks back in 2002, 2003, who were advocating and trying to change policies. Moving forward through the years, you know, I eventually took jobs in the cannabis industry as the industry became a thing, and I've developed a good solid background and working knowledge of the end-to-end of the industry. So that, coupled with my network and kind of the experiences that I've had, you know, as a unique individual, I'm bringing those all to the table to produce an experience or experiences for our guests that really highlight what I believe to be the industry, an industry that could save America, if you will, and could save our health and our future, and could be something that can create jobs. And so all of this was important to me and continues to be important to me. So opening and starting a cannabis tourism business was for me a way to be a good steward to the industry and an ambassador to the industry, and really educate people and teach them the proper way to consume, the safe way to consume, and break down stigma and create a positive image for a plant that has for so many years been stigmatized and wrongfully demonized.
Okay, now to do this, where do you take the people? Do you only do day trips? Tell us what a little bit about the trip of the day.
Okay, so we do currently, we have 2 year-round trips that we do, that we offer them year-round. We do our signature seed to sale tours, which are a very industry business focused tour. You get to go into a grow operation. You get to go into an oil manufacturing facility to see, you know, those oils that make the edibles and the vaporizer pens and such. And then we move you into a respected dispensary in the region that has a bit of history to it. We take you to places that we feel are good, responsible partners in the industry and good, responsible retailers, and then we prearrange discounts and special deals for our guests at that location as well.
Now, I think I read that you also go to Mendocino, California, and you go to a marijuana farm, and do the people on the tour get to try some marijuana? How does that work out?
So on all of our tours, including the other tour that we do currently year-round, which is our San Francisco city tour, which is, we call it the Cannabis Infused City Cruise, and what that is, that and the tours, the seasonal tours to Mendocino, there's consumption allowed aboard our licensed, insured vehicles with a professional driver. You can consume. We walk you through the process of learning and understanding what it is you're consuming, where it came from, who the farmers are. So again, all of our tours are really focused on highlighting the best aspects of the industry from end to end. So whether you're touring with us into a facility on the seed to sale tour, or you're just having a great afternoon around San Francisco, seeing the site, spending some time in some lounges and dispensaries and consuming all the way through, or if you take our tour in Mendocino County, which is a seasonal tour, we kick those off once the plants get in the ground in the spring here. So we have something for everyone, and that's kind of, you know, what our vision for this whole thing is.
Now, when you go to a dispensary, do people actually buy the products, and do you tell them that they have to use cash? They can't use their credit cards?
Right. So that's something, you know, we preface all of our tours with a lot of information around that. We do prearranged discounts and small group tours, personal shoppers at these dispensaries. So when you kind of walk into one of these dispensaries with us, you're going to be rolled out the green carpet, if you will, pardon the pun. But we are definitely setting up these tours with the experience in mind, prearranging experiences. And when you're in these retailers, you're getting discounts. You have a dedicated personal shopper that checks the whole group out, and you basically get what you need if you want to make a purchase. There's no purchase required, there's no obligation to make a purchase. But typically, what we encourage folks to do is to take advantage of the great deals we're offering them through the tour.
And where do most of the people come from? Are some of them out of country? Or, where are you getting your people from?
That's a fantastic question. We have guests regularly that visit from countries as far away as the other side of the globe, Australia, China, Japan, New Zealand, India. We've had folks from all over the world. And we also get a significant number of folks domestically, not only just domestically within the United States, but San Francisco locals love our tour.
Oh, that's nice. Now, do you ever get tourists who have never tried cannabis, you know, the cannabis curious?
Totally, and that's really a lot of the times I ask my guests, like, hey, why are you taking this tour? A lot of them really express to me that, you know, they do need a little bit of help. They do need a little bit of education, a little bit of hand-holding to feel comfortable making the purchase or consuming the product or understanding what the label means or what's in the box. So again, our tours really satisfy a lot of needs for a lot of diverse populations that are either experienced with cannabis or not experienced with cannabis. So
now tell me, do you have any quick anecdotes that you can share with our listeners? some funny stories that happened?
Totally. So we see folks from a lot of all around the world, and you know, it's really funny. We're always practicing this idea of harm reduction and safe consumption throughout our entire tour. It's an important part of what we do and the education we provide our guests. And we always tell the, I always use this anecdote. I say, with edibles, start low and go slow. And then, you know, we encourage people, we educate them to take it 1 or 2 milligrams at a time, wait about 1 hour to 1.5 hours before consuming more. But you've always got those hero consumers, right? The ones that get on the bus and they're like, no, I've got this. I'm completely experienced. And then they take a little bit too much. And by the end of the tour, you've got their whole group of friends kind of making them the scapegoat of the tour. And that individual ends up falling asleep.
Oh, my goodness.
Because as we know, too many edibles can sometimes make you a little drowsy. And it's really funny when that happens. You know, we try to make everyone super comfortable throughout the entire tour. And we try to make everyone feel accommodated and supported. So even
oh, that's
when those
good.
Situations...
Now, we don't have much time, so I'd like to ask you, what's the price of the tour?
So the Seed to Sale tour, very simply, is $295 per person, and the San Francisco City Cruise is $149. The Mendocino tours are yet to be launched for the year, and we are planning to do full day and overnight tours, and those are to be announced soon.
Oh, good. Now, please tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Emerald Farm Tours.
You can always get in touch with Emerald Farm Tours directly through our website at emeraldfarmtours.com, or you can call us at 1-866-216-9970. Happy to talk to anybody who needs some help or has a question.
Well, that's terrific, and maybe when my executive producer and I are out in California, you'll give us a special tour.
That would be fantastic. I'd love that.
Thank you, Victor, for being on Cannabis Healing.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Well, folks, now you know that there are even cannabis tours out there. Listen, I want to thank all of our cannabis listeners. We really enjoy having the opportunity to talk to you and educate you about what's going on there in the field. And please visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for my name, Paxton Quigley. So folks, have a safe and healthy week and stay warm. I'm Paxton Quigley.